Just Yes Ty. Again, most valuable podcast segments.
There it is.
In the history of podcast segments.
Get that transcript
so
right
this
there.
This is our Morning Shuckle podcast. We do a Just Yes Ty, which is our like little Sunday. Jessie asks me a random question. She gives me the topic. And then we give you some facts.
Yep, because these are all the thoughts, the random thoughts I have.
These are her rando thoughts. They're short. They're like 10 minutes.
Yeah, it's quick.
They're little bites. They're little appetizers.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so give us our Jessie Yes Ty Sunday segment.
Okay, so you know Casper, the friendly ghost?
I do know Casper, the friendly ghost.
So the whole idea in that whole structure, that version of ghosts, is that ghosts stick around because of unfinished business. But once they get to their ghostly state, they forget why they became a ghost. What their unfinished business was.
So they don't even know what business they have to do. Mm-hmm. That's why the other hero of the story has to come through and figure out what that unfinished business is and complete it for them.
Exactly. So I'm asking you, if you died and became a ghost, what would your unfinished business be?
So there's in our garage, there's a missing piece of sheetrock where our vent comes in from our HVAC system.
Oh, yeah, where the cats go
in. And it goes into the basement, and the cats go in there.
Mm-hmm.
So next thing you know, the cats are getting into my little storage room downstairs and eating all the bags of rice and eating all of our food stores.
Uh-huh.
So, but I can't stop them because they come in through the garage and they jump in this little vent. I don't know if they're in the HVAC system. I can't figure out.
Well, what happens when the heater turns
That's
on?
That's what I'm saying. Are they getting in the furnace?
Yeah. Do we have a dead cat in there somewhere?
Did they make a little trap door? I don't understand. But the next thing you know, they're meowing because they're trapped in the food storage area.
Yeah.
Because their bellies are full and they can't jump back out into the garage. So
that's so weird.
That's my unfinished business.
That's so weird.
I'd patch that up. But it's a lot of work. I don't know. It's a lot of work to patch that sheetrock up.
That's going to be why you're a ghost?
Yeah, 100%. What's your goodness. What's your unfinished business?
Okay, I have three. Of course, I do.
You can't have three. There's always just got to be one.
Okay, first.
Yes.
It'd be to protect my family. That would be the number one.
Unfinished business?
Yes, to make sure everybody's safe, because I am super paranoid.
Okay.
So that would absolutely get me there. Second, if I had just planted my garden, I would want to watch the garden come to fruition.
Sure.
That would definitely keep me here as a ghost. But what will actually happen is my third one is that I'll forget to put the garbages out or something like that.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And that's every Thursday. The garbage would pile up.
It's every Wednesday.
See? That's why. That's why you can't die or leave as a ghost. Yeah. So you're taking the garbage out every Wednesday.
Yeah. So I would be the ghost, but then I wouldn't understand why. So I'd be like running around. And I wouldn't know what I was there for. So I came up with a plan about how you're going to talk to me as a ghost.
Ouija boards.
So you could, oh my gosh.
We have a Ouija board episode.
List. Okay.
First one.
That's very upsetting.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. So the first one is called a radiating electromagneticity machine.
Whoa, that sounds expensive.
Yeah, so what it is, I actually don't know how much it is because I think it was around a grand.
A grand?
But what it does is it's a little box, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then it senses the electromagnetic field around it, okay? And it has these little lights on it. And so when the electromagnetic field is altered by a ghost.
Oh, because ghosts are really magnetic.
They are. But I'm making a hand motion right now.
You're waving your ghost hand over the box.
Yeah. So when I put my hand over it, yeah, the light bulbs will flash and then you'll ask me yes or no questions and I can make them flash. So like if it was like.
One flash for yes, two flash for no.
Yeah. So if it's like.
Why don't we go one step further? Just do Morse code and you can tell me what the heck you're thinking.
I don't know Morse code.
That's what I'm saying. We'll learn Morse code and then I don't have to ask you any questions. Because you're gonna be so mad. You say, wrong question. Finally, you're just going to start haunting me and they'll be flying knives through the air. Ghost knives. Okay.
And burritos.
All right. So that first box machine.
Yeah. So we have that machine. Second, this is called a ghost box or a spirit box. This is our budget item.
Okay.
It's $80 to $600.
That's a big gap in price.
Can you do your due diligence?
So it's a wooden box. Is it an empty wooden box?
Due diligence. There's the word. So go on the Amazons, look at the reviews, figure it out because this is where I need you to spend your time.
Okay.
Okay, so it's called a ghost box. What it does is that it rapidly scans through multiple stations at once and then it will have words come out. Boop, boop, boop.
Multiple stations, like space stations?
Yeah, so it's a rapid scan of multiple stations of radio stations.
Oh, radio stations.
The radio stations. Okay. And then what? Apparently on the ghost side of it, I can pick out certain words because it's called a white noise communication.
Okay.
And I can spit out certain words. And it's kind of like, you know, Bumblebee from Transformer?
Yep. I remember
so,
that.
Yeah, where he can talk through the radio. That is what I'm going to do.
Okay. Easy enough.
Does that sound good?
Sounds good.
And then I can also do like an EVP, so electronic voice phenomenon. I can like speak through it.
Okay.
So I don't know if my own voice goes through or if it's specific to the radio. I don't know, but we'll figure that out.
Okay.
I feel like there's going to be a learning curve with this whole ghost thing.
So I spent like $60,000 on these items.
And yeah, but then I got to talk to you.
You won't. There's... Okay.
Then I get to talk to you.
That's true.
Okay, and here's the number one rule. Are you ready for it?
Yep.
No Ouija boards.
Why no Ouija? They're the easiest ones. It's like $8 at Mattel.
Do not use the Ouija board because I'm going to have to compete with like demons to talk to you.
The Ouijas do bring the demons.
Yeah,
the demons love the Ouija boards.
I'm going to be sitting here and there's going to be like...
18 demons get in line. You have to wait in line. That's why you don't want to do it because everybody's in line to use the Ouija. It's like the phone at prison. It's like, why do I always have to wait so long to use the Ouija board?
Yeah.
And this guy just keeps asking me if the girl in his class likes him.
Exactly.
I keep telling him the wrath is coming.
Yeah. See?
And he says, who's wrath? And will she go to prom? Oh, man. All
so
right.
If you can just not use the Ouija, that would be fantastic.
Okay. Right, I like it. I went a whole different direction on my facts.
Well, mine is a practical thing when I become a ghost.
Completely practical.
Yep.
And mine is more cocktail party. So if you're ever at a cocktail party and people start bringing up movies from the late 90s, early 2000s.
Which happens every time.
Yeah. You can say, I've got a bunch of Casper the Ghost, Friendly Ghost movie facts. You ready? Casper, the Friendly Ghost movie with the guy from Final Destination at the end,
mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
Christina Ricci,
mm-hmm,
and the Bill Pullman. No, not Bill Pullman. Well, who's the main guy?
The dad.
Yeah, whatever his name is.
He's in so many movies.
It's probably in here.
Uh-huh.
But Casper was the first movie with a CG lead.
Oh,
so
no
joke.
So
they had some CG scenes, you know, like a CG bad guy or whatever, but this was the very first one where they had a CG lead. So Casper was the first one.
Uh-huh.
The guy's name is Devin Sawa, mm-hmm, is the guy from Final Destination.
Oh.
Yep. He wasn't quite a household name. He didn't even voice Casper. He just shows up at the end. Why didn't you get him to voice Casper? He was
so
good.
So did some other random person voice Casper?
Yeah, I don't know. Some voice actor kid.
Oh.
So the effects took 2 years to complete.
Whoa.
Now some kid on his MacBook can do this in an afternoon.
The AI has already done it.
Literally. The sequels. They came out with so many sequels.
Mm-hmm.
But they said, yeah, I don't really want to be insane. Bill Pullman. Bill Pullman's the dad.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
The thing, that was during the era of sequels were really bad. Like, they do a pretty good job now, but mm-hmm, back then it was bad. They were just trying to ride that money train.
Yep. Yeah, nobody really want to come back. Did you know in the beginning one, now when you do CG,
mm-hmm,
you have an actor playing the part, usually with some, like, you know, whatever, ball, like, pinpoint marble things.
Yeah, so they can keep the computer generation in line,
going.
Yeah.
But back in the day, it was really hard to remove an entire person.
Mm-hmm.
So they just use a tennis ball on a stick. And so that's how the actors knew where to look.
Oh, so Ricci was like kissing a tennis ball?
Uh-huh, yep. And the voice actor who did the movie actually went into the cartoons, because afterwards there's a bunch of cartoons for it.
Yes, yeah, right? Yeah, yeah.
So they just used the same guy.
Oh, that's nice.
Yep, anyway. Let's see. There's a bunch of video games for him. And then the one kid from Final Destination didn't voice Casper.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a giant musical number, and it was cut out of the movie.
When was it?
Because
what part was it?
It was during the time when cartoons, the Disney cartoons, mm-hmm, were all musicals. Mm-hmm. And everyone was tired of it. And Pixar came out with, you know, was coming out with their stuff. And everybody said, you know, we don't need music in here. We need to be more for adults.
Uh-huh.
We need to be more edgy. We need to have the kid die of tuberculosis.
That's right.
Right?
Yeah.
So we're gonna put it in there.
Uh-huh.
And it was still pretty kitschy and kiddy.
Yeah,
know?
Like it still had kid elements.
But they had
it.
A musical. And it would have been so amazing. And it got cut out.
I think that probably would have made it even weirder. There's parts of that movie that you look back on and you're like, so like the uncles... were trying to kill the dad.
Uh-huh. The uncles were trying to kill the dad.
Like, specifically.
Specifically trying to kill the dad.
Pretty dark.
The boy died of tuberculosis.
Uh-huh.
If ever wasn't so jolly, it'd be a pretty crazy, dark movie.
It'd be a dark movie.
But anyway, mm-hmm. Remember the last fact?
Yes.
You'll love this one. Guess who? Not 98 degrees, or we're 97 degrees. Not your favorite. But guess what band filmed of video on the set of Casper?
Backstreet Boys
yes, filmed the video on the set of Casper, and they got a picture of them here when they're young and happy and hugging. Yeah, seriously.
When they're hugging.
Yeah, they're young and happy and hugging.
Oh, that's so anyway, the way I want to believe yep. the Backstreet Boys yep. still are.
Yep. And J.J. Abrams worked on the script.
Oh, did he really?
He's the one who did Lost and like Star Trek, the new Star Trek mm-hmm. ones, and super smart guy. Anyway,
very good.
And that's it. That's all I got.
How do you think the uncles died?
How did the uncles
Because we know how
died?
Casper died. Oh. But I couldn't find what, how, like, because that was my original thought, was like, how did all these ghosts die and what's uh-huh. their unfinished business?
Mm-hmm.
How did all of these ghosts come to be?
They probably were killed by the Ninja Turtles.
Like, that's not.
Yeah. Did you know? So one last fact.
Well, what is it?
The director of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle movies, the original ones,
uh-huh.
the amazing ones.
Yeah.
He turned down the director role for Casper.
What?
He said,
no, thank you.
He said, no, I'm a turtle guy. I'm a turtle guy with yeah. turtle power.
That's right. Turtle power.
I'm going to come do this CG thing. How am I even supposed to direct tennis balls?
That's right.
Tennis balls don't follow my direction at all.
They don't listen at all.
Anyway, there you go.
That's all pretty right. interesting.
That's all I got. You got anything else?
No, that's it.
Okay. Water cooler talk. There you go. There's your unfinished business. So if you got your unfinished business, just get it done.
Yeah.
Just take out the garbages now.
Take them out. Don't buy a Ouija board.
Now, why would you work?
It's not going to work for you.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you, everybody, for joining the Just Yes Tie segment.
Yeah.
We'll see you on the next one.